Spanning the planet. Spanning the planet. You've landed at the Pet Entertainment Center of the Universe. Alert the paparazzi. This is Pet Life Radio, the ultimate animal adventure.
Oh, we're Pets and Punchlines. I am also, this is my second inaugural kicking off of the Pets and Punchlines.
I don't think it's possible to have a second inaugural.
Sounds good to me. I like it. We're keeping it.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it. So, anyway, still at the expo. So excited this time. We've got more, Deirdre, our friends from Pinup and Pitbulls, directed us in the direction of our new friend, who happens to be the owner of a famous Instagram star, who you guys will also follow by the time we're done with this. So go ahead. And
that is Lindsay Condifer.
Lindsay Condifer, yes.
Yes, with
better known as Mama Bean. If Mama anybody Bean. That follows Lentil's page, I'm Mama right. Bean.
Oh, okay.
So they incorrectly put Lindsay on my name tag.
Oh.
We'll try to fix that.
I like that. So Mama Bean.
Yeah, so you have an adorable dog that went viral, and there's just a great story behind it, and that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, I do. I always say that if it was something that we tried to plan, it would have never have happened.
Trust me, I've tried to go viral.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't work. I know, for my own rescue, too. I'm like, somebody like the page. I don't know. We do work.
Right, we do stuff.
But Lentil is a French bulldog puppy that was born with a double cleft nose, lip, and palate. Double cleft, which is to have double cleft, to have that along with the lip and also with the palate is a rarity as doctor.
Yeah, it's
you
not
may.
Something. Yeah, it's not something I have ever seen, to be honest, in my 5 years of practice. So.
Yeah, so he came to me when he was just 2 days old through French Bulldog Rescue Network.
Two days.
Wow, I know. 2 days. That was the time that they realized probably. Wow, they noticed. So they noticed really quickly, which is great.
Yes.
That he could not. What was he?
Eat on his
vomiting?
Own.
And was he not eating on his own? Right. It was coming out of his nose and everything else.
Yeah.
Like that.
So he came to me to be tube fed. He was the size of a bean, hence his name, Lentil Bean.
Ah, hence your name, Mama Bean.
Yes, we're the beans.
Got it.
So I had tube fed him for 4 months until he was at the correct size to be able to have his surgery to fix his palate.
Wow.
And then in that time...
So by tube feeding, you just took that like red rubber tube probably and stuck it all the way down his...
Our best friend, that red rubber tube. And it was funny, he was so used to that eating from that tube that he was a puppy that you could hold up a steak or you could hold up the tube and he would go to that tube.
Really?
It was really amazing.
Yeah, very like Pavlovian almost.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
The old Pavlovian tube.
I had started really just to update volunteers in the rescue on our status because I'm like, I haven't slept in months. Oh. 2 hour feedings every 2 hours, 24 hours a day for 4 months.
No,
you guys want to know what angels are of the animal world? I'm not staying up every 2 hours. I did it in my internship, 100-hour work weeks.
You get in mom mode.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You know? But so I created this Facebook page, and it was. A week later, he had 10,000 fans.
Wow.
And then it just kept growing from there to now 145,000. And over that time, I started to get letters from parents that have children born with craniofacial differences. Mm-hmm. And it kind of hit me like, wow, this is the reason why this happened. And, you know, so now we work to raise awareness for these children with craniofacial differences.
Wow.
So we have this huge team, the Bean Stalkers, as they call themselves, Team Lentil.
Yeah.
And we're just out to together promote kindness and raise awareness for these amazing kids.
That's great. So is there a separate organization that you work with for the kids that were for the children?
We have our own kids club, and then I work with different organizations. CCA Kids is one of them. It's a Children's Craniofacial Association. Operation Smile,
I have two friends that worked for Operation Smile for years.
Yeah,
maybe, one of them became
a
surgeon.
Somehow with
possibly.
The friends that,
yeah, small yeah. world.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I was hoping that was going to be the case. That's just an awesome organization.
Yeah, perhaps. They've sent us multiple times to their gala to have Lentil on the
nice.
Red carpet.
Oh, which
okay.
is
fun. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So
that's awesome. So if people want to find Lentil and they want to help you out and they want to join your calls and become a bean stalker, let's give them a call.
It's easy to become a bean stalker.
Yeah, how do we do it? I want
to
know.
Kindness
yeah.
and
oh. Got it.
Find us online. We are mynameislentil.com.
Great.
Also, I have an animal rescue in Philadelphia focusing on special needs animals. So that is streettales.org.
Great.
Streettales.org.
So don't forget about streettales.org, you guys, because it's fun to do the famous Instagram thing, and it's for a good cause, which is amazing. I'm just saying, do it all.
Do it all.
Find,
why not?
Find
it's
both
easy.
Websites. Support
Call to
it
action.
All.
Yes.
Yeah, do it all. So.
Okay, great. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.